Hello?
Hello, Gia. Good afternoon. This is Alberto from Family First. How are you?
Okay.
I'm glad that you're okay. Thank you so much for answering my call. I'm calling because today I have to do the monthly follow-up to your services. I wanted to know if something has changed since the last time we spoke
Not really,
regarding.
except that I need some hospital visits and that I have to do, so much that got to be done. And they're sending me texts from Family First. I don't do nothing like a link from you guys. I don't mind a text, but if I have to hear the link and calculate in there, it's too many hackers messing with me right now. I had to get another phone. It's the same model, but when I switched everything to the other phone, I got to log in, do this, do that. So I'm a little bit burnt out right now. I don't even want to be bothered with too much of anything because it's too much. It's absolutely too much. They're really killing us older people out here. Even some of the young folks are complaining. It's overwhelming. It's too much. So I wasn't trying to ignore you, Roberto, but it's just a lot. And I wanted to know what other coverage do they take? Because I might step off from Keystone First and go to PA Health and Wellness, and I didn't want the money interrupted.
Okay, well, I can notify our onboarding team so they can get in contact with you and provide you with that information. I'm going to let them
Let me
know.
look through it and see how that goes. Because they might give me a better deal because I've been waiting for my Zepbound for almost 2 or 3 years now. And I have cortisol weight issues. If I get rid of the weight, all my other the pre-diabetic and the cholesterol, all kinds of stuff be gone because the weight's gone. But they're just like they're waiting for me to die. They don't want to do my diagnostic. They don't want to give me MRI with contrast. They keep denying me and all this other stuff, knowing I have a lesion on my pancreas, my gallbladder, which is now gone, and a lesion on my liver. They should be looking at that anyway with contrast. And if it's about money, then tell me so that either a family member, I could pay. They don't know if I got money in pocket to pay it or not. They don't know what I can do. And it's just becoming annoying now. Because that's my quality of life going down the drain, Roberto. And I told you got a feisty one when I start my stuff. Oh, I know what I'll do. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. No, yeah, I completely understand. And my senior is now on a meeting, but as soon as he finishes, I'm going to let him know so he can follow up on with our onboarding team so he can assist you with this process. Okay, they can
And
have
also so I
the
could,
answers to your questions.
because I need some doctor's appointments. I got one coming up that Kasan's going to take me to on August the 14th at 10:30 for gastroenterology. I'm having terrible gastro problems, and they know that I have a hernia in my esophagus. I have a acid reflux. I have a ulcer. I also been poisoned with Drano back in 2018, 19 by some girl that poured that in my tea. So my gastro is terrible, and they won't even look at that. So I at least got a gastro appointment. They said if I have to go to the emergency room before, then just go. And because the appointment's already made, that way I could do that even as a follow-up. And I need them just to give me the test. I already know what I got going on. Yeah, I just had a test. So I can have a quality of life. I can't work, go to work again or stop being on this. It's like they got me in hospice with you guys, like you're waiting for me to die or something.
Yeah, you're completely correct. Let me help you see what we can do on our end to assist you with the process, okay?
Please, thanks, Roberto. I'm glad you're sweetie pie. I don't mean to sound because I'm not jumping on you. I just talk very aggressively because I'm an Aries. That's what I do. And I'm an
Don't
old
worry.
head. A lot of old heads, but I'm in my 60s, man. We talk like that. It's not that we're trying to, you don't have anything to do with it, and I don't want you to take anything, to heart or offensively, because that's not me. But I do cuss out everybody from time to time, other than you. I'll tell them to kiss my butt and things like that. So I just thought I let you know, give you a fair warning. I'm a feisty one, all right?
Don't worry, don't worry. I'm going to do what is on my end to see what we can do to help you with this. Okay,
Yeah, and
because
I'm a veteran too.
I
I'm a
understand your
veteran.
frustration.
Yeah, I'm frustrated to the bone. I want to live my life before
Of
I'm really
course.
old, and I can't even get down with the get down. They ain't messing me up. I can't groove like this. This is terrible. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm glad you called because I reported that because I was going to call you and let you know I wasn't ducking the link. If there's anything you need me to sign or do, just send it to me in an email and or post office or both back through the post. If you have a regular text, text me. But if it got a link, I'm scared right now till I straighten out these hackers.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep that in mind too.
Okay. No debt to the account because I don't want them to think I'm ignoring when you all give me communication.
Okay. Don't worry. Now that I'm aware, I'm going to put that on the notes too.
All right. And then tell them peace and love. You know, I'm still striving. I'm Madam Justice. Don't forget to look at me on your YouTube shorts. With
okay.
an E on the end of Madam. Yeah, the E on the end.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you so much for answering my call. I hope you have a good day.
You too, Roberto. God bless you and your family.
You too. Bye-bye.
And pray, stay out of the way. All right?
Thank you.
All right, peace.